also known as Wolf. And with me is Anthony and Tony. Yeah, I beat you to it. So tonight we're going to talk about some weird stuff. A lot of people have messaged me with stories about this subject since we first started talking about it. And there's no shortage of weird stuff. It goes back to the Jenna Perry episode. I think I saw a werewolf where it may have been a bear wolf. I mean, a bear, I don't know, bear man. Werebear. Whatever you want to call it. It's there. It's a bear. It's where. I don't know. So before we do that, though, let's talk about some things. We have the Paranormal Roundtable group. Go join, and then we're going to drop the link to this, and then you can leave a comment, and you might win an autographed book from one of many different authors. But if you want to get my book, you got to go through Amazon. But if you want to get it autographed, you got to show up at the conference that's going to come up in September. Or there's another way, and that is to join the Patreon. Now, the Patreon... $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 tier. $10 tier, you get an autographed book from one of multiple different authors. $20 tier, you get a book and a shirt. And then the $30 tier, you might get a shirt or you could get a hoodie. And you get two books. And then the $40 tier, you get those two books along with one of my books and autographed, of course, all of them. $50 tier, you get both of my books, which is the Werewolves and the Dogman Phenomena and the Bigfoot Phenomena. And you get two books from different authors along with your shirt and or hoodie and some other nice stuff. It's called the Swag Bag. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. It's a good way to support the show. And we appreciate people who listen. And make sure you like and subscribe. Please hit the like button. It helps us immensely. And also... if you need to get in touch with me, Josh Turner at prtpodcast.com. That's one way to do it. And also Instagram 940, Josh Turner 940. And then you can get in touch with me through Facebook. If you're on my Facebook, you send me a friend request. Let me know that you're a listener of the show before I approve you. And we've had some miscreants cause problems. So I had to stop accepting friend requests for a while. It's the nature of the beast. People are the way they are. So that being said, is there anything else I'm missing? What else? We got anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. If anybody wants to, people are asking me how to find Nelly's songs that she wrote, and really, really good songs, werewolf song. There's a ghost song, an alien abduction song. Don't forget right now, our schedule that we're on. Every Tuesday, we're dropping an episode hour long. Every Wednesday, episode hour long. We were on Thursdays, but I've been doing Blondes and Booze show every Thursday at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So Friday, we do the guest live stream, YouTube exclusive. Saturday, another YouTube exclusive. We have guests, and we're talking about the unidentified aerial phenomena, alien abduction, basically the alien phenomena. And it has been fire. We have had a lot of really good feedback from those episodes. Different guests on every week. I believe this one's going to be Garitano. I believe this coming week. Last week, you know. So anyway, we had different guests on last week and Truth and Bass. So as of this recording here, I believe Garitano will be the guest. Check it out. Check it out. You're going to like it. And then Sunday, of course, we do the normal live stream where we retell people's encounters and we cut up and do all kinds of stuff. So that being said, let's get started. This is a subject that I've been tracking and following very intently. I have gotten reports of the Bear Man. We did one on, I think it was right after the Jenna Perry episode. I believe it was just about the Bear Man. We've done some work on this. There was a legend that goes back in Marble Falls, Texas, and we've talked some about that. We've talked about the Bear Man encounters near that area, and it goes back to this thing called the Bear King that kidnapped a girl, and then she was rescued by these ranchers, and she described this Bear Man creature. We also have a colleague of ours, Josh Nonocchio, who has a show called What Lurks Beneath. He's done some work on it with these stories of these creatures from the Yellowstone National Park. And there's been a lot of different people who've reached out to me, messaged me, and told me, hey, you know, what I saw was more akin to a werebear rather than a werewolf, but they didn't know what to call it. And it just gets lumped in together with the whole dog man thing. Everything is a dog man.
Tina Perry's episode was episode 221.
Yeah, so episode 222 was werewolves and bear men, and I believe 221, right, was Jenna Perry's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she talked about something on the show that was just she described as a werebear thing. Around that time, I was talking to David Weatherly, he's a really good friend of mine, who fielded a report near Blanco, I believe it was. Now, that's Devil's Backbone area, you know, but when you stop and you look at these reports, they're scattered all over Texas, in particular Central Texas. And so there is one I got from Montana, but I kind of wanted to stick around this area. There is a guy that saw something near Waxahachie. Now you can look that up. That's in like north, that's kind of going to the east, but more north, just North Texas, going toward Dallas, Fort Worth area. And just north of there, and he lived years ago, he lived on a ranch out there. And it was sort of near that area. That was the closest town or whatever. And actually, he didn't own the ranch, but he worked on it. And he had a lot of weird stories to tell me. And I'll start with him. And these were not dogman stories. When he started telling me that he had seen a dogman and that there were some ghost stories there, whatever, and I dug into it. And we'll call him Trent. When Trent told me, he says, now this creature that I saw one night, he said he saw a dog man when he was out mending a fence, and he was out late, and the other cowboy that he was with had gotten a call, and he said this was not that long ago that he was working there. I mean, like not long ago, like I'm saying they had cell phones, you know what I mean? It was like 2010 or something like that. And he said, you know, the guy I was working with got a call and said he had to go back to the main house, and he was expecting his wife was getting ready to have a baby, but she was like a month or so out, but she ended up having it prematurely. So he had to leave, and he's like, that's fine. I'll stay here by myself and finish doing what we got to do. And he said that he noticed that there was this really large black looking creature that was running through the pasture. And he said it was a good 100 to 150 yards away. And he said he couldn't judge the size of it, but it looked, you know, about the size of a cow or a bull. You know, and he said, dude, this thing was running and it was moving around at this weird, like it was running really fast at this weird pace. And so he took his four wheeler and he was on an ATV and he rode down the end of the fence line to get a better look at it. And he had binoculars. And he said, when he looked at it through the binoculars, he was like, oh no, what is that? And he said, it looked like a bear, but with elongated arms, really long limbs. And then at one point, he said, as soon as I started staring at it intently, he said that it stood up. And then he's like, oh, you know, well, bears can stand on their hind legs. But he said this thing was really fluid, and it stood up on its hind legs, and it looked like something that was used to doing that. It was not a normal creature. It did not look like something that was uncomfortable walking or even running on its hind legs. And he said that as it stood there looking at him, he said that it began to like kind of sway side to side. And he thought, you know, at that point it looked more bear-like, but it was like, he goes, right before my eyes, my unbelieving eyes, he said that this thing kind of slimmed down and looked more man-like. And some of its mass looked like it was gone. Like he was like, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And he said, dude, I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing. He said it was kind of werewolf looking, but when he described the body, when he described the midsection to me, everything was screaming bear. And then he said, you know, he goes, I know people are going to say, well, it must have been a bear. He goes, but this thing began to run really, really fast towards me on its hind legs. He goes, and bears don't run for long distances really fast.
When a bear's on its hind legs, it'll just kind of like wobble. It looks really awkward, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, and he said that it started running at him really, really fast. Now, he said that his wife's family, they hail from Comanche, Texas. And years ago, when she was a kid, she had an encounter with something with her dad. Her dad hit something. And when he did, he got out of the vehicle to take a look at it. He thought it was like a small, scrawny bear. When he walked over to it, he said it looked like like a man mixed with a bear. It wasn't a man, but it wasn't a bear. It was like something in between. And when she got out of the truck to go look at it, she was 11 years old. He told her, get back in the truck. Don't come over here. And that it was still moving around, doing whatever. And then her dad just got in the truck and they took off. And she says, I remember looking down at it when we drove and I could see human in its eyes, but you could tell that this was a big furry creature. She's like, but it wasn't a bear. So, and this now was his ex-wife. So he called her. He got back to the bunkhouse and he called her and he said, he goes, I was out there mending fences. And he says, and I just wanted to call you and tell you, he goes, I saw this thing. He took a couple photos of, but they were it was too far away and they just looked blurry. You can't really tell what it is. And his camera's not real good. But he told her, he said, I was out there mending fences and I saw this thing, this creature. I don't know what it was. And he couldn't get it out of his mind. Like, he kept thinking about it. So he talked to the owners. And he said the owners were not, like, they were not living there. They were renting it out. And he said that the people that they were renting from, sort of like their friends, acquaintances, well, kind of acquaintances, but they became friends. And then he started working with them. And he said they weren't really interested in his story. He's like, they were just like, yeah, whatever. And the owner even said that his son at one point had seen something like that on the property. And he refused to go back out there into the brush because he didn't want to run into this thing. But it wasn't until they lost a couple head of cattle, a couple steers got tore up pretty bad and were devoured. And he said, I'm talking like weird. Like he said, if you were to take like half of a steer, and a steer is, you were talking about this the other day, Anthony, I was telling you what it was. It's a gelded, basically a...
it's a male cow.
Yeah, it's a male.
It can't breed anymore.
Basically. Yeah, it's a male cattle that had its...
castrated.
Castrated, yeah. And so that's what it is. And they're really just used for meat, But he said one of these steers was pretty large. He said the whole back end from the middle of it, almost like something cut it directly in half. And just the entire back end was eaten with the exception of like a couple little scraps. And it ate it. You could see big chunk bites taken out of like the half of it. And that other half, which is really, really weird, was hung up in a tree. And the horns were kind of like keeping, the horns and the front legs were keeping it up there. And all the innards were pulled out.
Wow.
Like something crawled up the tree to put it up there. And he says, now, cougars don't eat like that. They don't do that. That's not how they operate. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right. They don't do that. That is not what happens. And so when he told me that, he asked me, he says, have you ever heard anything like that? And I said, with a creature that's bear-like, no. Other creatures, yes. I've heard of them devouring like part of an animal, then coming back and eating the rest. We talked about on the live that we did a couple weeks ago, or that I did at the job site. One Monday night where we were talking about the thing that was crunching on the bones and everything. And one of our guards could hear it doing it. And then of course the next day they find pieces scattered all throughout the job site. Yeah, we've heard of things like that. Something that devours everything, the bones, the ligaments, everything just like eats every bit of the animal all the way up to the head even. And sometimes even that, and they'll leave the antlers. Or the horns. So something is out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're eating animals like just, the whole thing,
Disemboweling them.
And just tearing them apart. And so when we were talking about this, he asked me, he says, there were some other weird things that had happened at that place. Some things that involved like spirits and balls of light. He asked me if I thought that there was a connection between the balls of light and these beings. And I said, yeah, I do. Not really so much in this case that there was never any balls of light that were seen at the same time as these bear-like creatures. And I say creatures with a plural because there was more than one. At one point, one of the girls that works out there, she rents out a part. She used to rent out a part of that, and she would do some practice and stuff on rodeo stuff. And she said that she was out there riding one night, and her horse got real spooked, and it got so spooked that it threw her off. And then the horse took off and literally jumped the fence and hit its back legs, and luckily didn't get injured too bad, and was gone and left her there. Now, that she said this was a horse that she'd rode with for a long time, and never in a million years thought that the horse would leave her stranded. She looks up and she sees on the other side of the fence two of these creatures. They're not overly large. She said they're about 6.5 foot tall, which is big, but it's not huge. Not some of the reports we get of Bigfoot and Dogman being like 8 foot tall. And she said, but they were really massive in the shoulders. She said the shoulders look manlike, the arms look manlike, the legs were manlike, and their legs look like bodybuilders' legs. She's like, and the head, absolutely bear-like. She said that the snouts looked very unique. One of them, though, she said almost looked like the nose was way more rounded, almost like a hog's, but still more bear-like, you know? And so I asked him, I said, did she tell you that it looked hog-like more than bear-like? And she said, no. He said, no, it looked bear-like, but just like one of the thing's noses was a little different than the others. But definitely something that was of the same species, you know, if you want to call it that. And they were black in appearance, like a black bear or something, you know, but like a man mixed with a black bear, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And she said that she was laying there on the ground, and she sat up, and she was standing there, and she's like, she was a sitting duck. And she's like, just as this thing's, we're standing there, like, judging her or whatever, one of the guys from the ranch came driving up in a pickup truck, and those things just took off. They got down on all fours and just kind of jogged away. And that was the exact words she used to him. They just jogged away. The guy pulls up and was like, what the hell was that? He's like, what was that, like a Bigfoot or a chupacabra? The guy had no idea what to call it, didn't know what it was. And she said, I don't know. They look like bear men. So that was the story that she had given. And so he went on to tell me that he had one more encounter with these bear man looking creatures. He was coming out of the bunkhouse one night, you know, and he said that he was walking across the pasture to go to the main house to go eat dinner, because they usually would bring, you know, food to the guys. But he said that particular night, he goes, I had to go up to the house. It was really bitterly cold, and there wasn't a lot of us, and something had killed another one of the steer. And so they were on high alert, and they were kind of nervous. And they even had a couple guys out there on the patio with guns. And she says, so I go out there to go eat, and the two guys on the patio raise up their rifles, and they like, hey, psst, like that. And he got up and he looked. So he took off running, you know, and got up on the porch, and they see one of these things like coming up across the fence line, like right there, maybe like he said, about maybe 100 yards from the main house. And he goes, and they raised their rifles and they shot it. And he's like, and he goes, and it was dark, but you could see that this thing should have like gone down. I mean, these rifles they were using were heavy duty. You know, he didn't give me the caliber, and I didn't ask, and I was really tired, and I apologize for that, folks. I should have asked that question. But he said that they were heavy caliber rifles. They shot this thing, and all it did was just kind of twitch. And then he said that it just took off back into the woods, and it was gone into the brush. And so nothing came of that. Now, if you think back on the show, on the live stream, we talked about an encounter that this guy and his two sons had up in Montana. Now, this was out near Butte. I think it was Butte. And these guys owned a ranch. That was the closest town, I guess, biggest town, whatever. And they had a couple hundred acres up there. And they encountered something. They attracted, and it was actually killing and eating. Now, get this. Killing and eating a deer or an elk, I'm sorry. And they opened fire on it, and they shot it several times, and all it did was twitch. Same thing, bear looking, not a bear, but like man-like, bear-like. And it twitched around like it was, you know, like it was wounded or something, but nothing but smoke and dust came off of it. Is the way they described it, it looked like gunpowder. And we talked about that on the live stream. And what's really, really interesting about that is Same thing. This thing had devoured a couple of their cattle, one of their calves, and one of the mothers.
Was it? Oh. Huh? I was going to ask because I was curious if, like, they have an understanding of which steers and cows.
Like, if they have a preference?
Yeah, like, they understand which one's more important. So. Or if they're just more opportunistic.
Probably opportunistic. I think that you know, that's an interesting point, though, in one way, because, like, if these things are some sort of, like, hybrid man-bear-wolf, man-bear-pig, whatever, you know, they could be running on, like, some sort of animal instinct with, like, some human, like, brain guidance, you know, because, you know, and it also brings up the whole, you know, like, you know how... You know, like one of the tenets of people who are practicing the dark arts, they always use that turning into a beast, bestial, whatever.
Yeah.
As like your savage brain or whatever.
Yeah. And they lose any kind of sense. But if you notice with like Dogman, Bigfoot, Gugwees, these bear men, whatever, they don't really lose. They're not just complete savages. It's like they still have like some sense there that tells them, do this, don't do this. You know what I mean? They're not just like, they do cut loose and do some crazy stuff, you know? Like we were talking on the live a couple of weeks ago about the girl that was like being attacked by that bear looking creature, whatever it was. That was a bear man like creature, you know? And it was trying to get to her and it was in the city and it was just savagely trying to get into that culvert, but it couldn't fit because it was so big. But for the most part, I mean, they are cunning. They think, you know, and I don't think that they think though, like, well, if I cull the herd, you know, it's not going to be so bad. Or I think what you're saying is like, they actually would choose like the mama cow or calf, you know, because if you do that, then they won't breed and have more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really care. I think because I'm sure if they're up in Montana, they're eating an elk. They ran up on it across the stream. Because it was a stream that they shot it across the stream and it stopped what it was doing and charged across the stream at them. And as it got about 50 yards away, they took off, you know, to get away from it. But they hit it multiple times. They said they hit it at least 6-7 times and it didn't do anything but twitch around and a bunch of weird black dirt, flood, whatever came off of its coat. But, you know, I think they'll eat a steer, they'll eat a cow, they'll eat a calf, they'll eat a elk, they'll eat a person. Hell, they probably eat each other. I mean, who knows? I mean, you never know. I mean, I really don't know. I don't know what, you know, I know that one of the weird reports too, and I'll get that one in a minute. And let me forget. This was another one out of Yellowstone, which was really weird. And this one, I think this one was from Josh's stuff too. But it really, it's a really odd phenomena. It's weird, you know, whether it's a dogman or a Bigfoot or a Gugwee or a whatever these vile beasts are. And I got to tell you, man, when people tell me these stories about their cattle being predated on, I've worked cattle. I've been around cattle in my life, and I've been around farms and ranches for the bulk of my life, and I can't stand them. I can't stand coyotes. I can't stand any of these vermin as far as I'm concerned, and that's what these things are. I mean, they can wipe out a ranch like nobody's business. We've heard so many stories from different ranchers where they have just literally crippled them financially and destroyed their livelihoods, ran people off, I mean, you know, from their farms. And so, you know, I have no love for these creatures. I can tell you that right now. I don't give a damn. They're like, oh, well, they could be like animals. They're forest people. I don't give a damn what that is. You know, for me, my money, I don't care. You know, they're not friendly forest people. I don't look at them as another tribe of anything, just vermin. I don't want to learn about their culture or whatever. I mean, honestly, the stories are what they are. The encounters are what they are. And 90% of them are not good. And people try to say, well, there's some good ones. If they wanted to kill you, they would, you know? No, I think they try. And how many people you think go missing?
I was going to say, what about the worst ones? The ones you don't hear about? Like,
yeah, the people that went missing. I mean, you know, just
like all these supposed wild animal attacks that people getting found just shredded to ribbons, and it's just chalked up as, oh, it was a wild animal that attacked them. But what they claim attacked them doesn't match up to the injuries on their body.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the stories, and I think I went over this with Josh, I'm not real sure, but It was on. I think it was on his channel, or maybe it was Darkness. One, I don't know, one of those. But there was a story out of Yellowstone where this guy was hiking, and he was just walking with his elderly father, and they were only taking like a little 2 mile hike around this little loop, and they witnessed these wolves up on a ridge, and he's like, all we had was, you know, like an old cell phone, you know, whatever. And he goes, I just had for emergencies, you know, because you don't get any signal, you know. And he said, we see this like three wolves, what looks like they're fighting with this bear, which we thought was a bear. He's like, you know, and so I wanted to take a picture, but we're on this ridge. He goes, and when I took the photos, they didn't come out good. And he's like, and it's an older phone. He goes, it made me think, hey, man, I need to get a better camera. And I thought, yeah. And I told him, I said, yeah, same here. I got the same situation. But he said he tried to take a photo of it. You know, this wasn't that long ago. It was like 2018 or something like that. And he said, I was trying to take a photo of it, but it didn't come out good. But he said that it were these three wolves, and they were fighting with this bear-looking creature. And there was another wolf that was laying on the ground that looked like it was deceased. And this bear-looking thing stood up on its hind legs and moved around and ran and charged like a man. He goes, it did not move like a bear. And he said that this thing just did have any of the characteristics that you would think of as a physical animal bear, you know. And then eventually he said that this thing got down on all fours and just kind of jogged away, and the wolves just kind of gave up, and they hung around their fellow wolf that was laying there. And he goes, I don't know what they were fighting over. I didn't see a carcass or anything. And he goes, me and my dad observed this for like 20 minutes. And he's like, and then we just kept hiking. He goes, and then we ran into a park ranger later on that evening, and we told him about what we had seen. And he said, the park ranger was like, yeah, it's not surprising. He's like, we've seen some really weird stuff around here. And he goes, it's been like that for a while. He's like, where was this at? And he told him, you know, and the guy said, yeah. He goes, I don't know about that area. I haven't heard anything in that area. It's not a real heavily trafficked area, but it's not like desolate or out of the way. It's just kind of there. But he said that the guy said, you need to be real careful though. You know, just be real careful because, you know, these bears aren't hibernating, and some of these things, he goes, and this was really weird. The ranger told him, he said, I don't think some of these things are bears that people are reporting. He goes, what are they? He goes, I don't know. So he left it at that. And I believe that was Josh that this, you know, stuff that I'm giving him credit for that. I think that was him. But, you know, and that was the stuff that we had talked about. But, you know, it's to me, like going back to Texas, right? Okay. Or let's finish up in Montana first. So these guys shot this thing. They got away. They get back to their house. And the next night, this creature comes up right up to the porch, right up to the front freaking yard. And one of the boys was outside in the back, and his girlfriend was with him, and she yelled and told him to, hey, come up to the front, whatever, there's something there. And it's funny because his nickname is Elvis because of the way he wears his hair. But he goes, she's like, Elvis, come to the front. And like, he runs around to the front. He hears her voice, right, telling him to come up there. And he goes around the front, and she's not there. She's not even there. She's not there at all. He's there alone. And there's this bear man creature. And he says when he's standing there face to face, he had one of those wraparound porches, right? He said it's right in front of the front step, and it's standing up on its hind legs like a man with these backward bent legs. And he's like, it's got this big bear looking head. And he's like, and it's just standing there with its arms at its side. He goes, I could see it twitch and move, like every bit of it was just like, he goes, I knew this thing was not natural. And he's like, and he goes, and I had a big old pistol right there in my hip as a 45, you know, he said, and I pulled it out and I drew down on it. And he goes, and this thing told me no, like no. And he goes, but it was loud.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
clear, like I could hear with my physical ears. It wasn't something in my head. He goes, but this thing did not move its mouth. So somehow it made a sound, an actual sound, into his head. And he goes, Wolf, I heard it.
That's like, I bizarre. Heard
it. You know, and so then he's, and this is where he says, he goes, dude, I went, and there was always a Bible right there on the porch. You know, my granddad had just passed away a few weeks ago, and he'd always had the Bible right there. I grabbed the Bible. He's like, and it was probably the bravest thing I ever did in my life. And I held it up and I said, if you're going to kill me, I'm going to hold this Bible in my hand. And it just said, fine. And it walked off. He goes, like a man, got down on all fours when it got to the outer gate, and it just took off out into the brush. He's like, I knew that if I tried to shoot it, nothing was going to happen to it. We had already shot it with heavy, you know, guns, whatever. I think one of them said it was a 308 or something. 22-250 and something else. I don't remember exactly. There was different calibers, but he said they were all heavy firepower. And he's like, and nothing happened. It was just like dust or whatever came off of it. And now he did say his brother had an encounter. And right now, as of this recording, I do not know what his brother was. They were fishing near a stream that they always fish at, you know, in the spring. And he said that his brother had an encounter, and he'll get in touch with me about it, and I'll be awaiting that. When that happens, I'll release it to you guys. Probably be one of those impromptu lives I do where I'm going to start giving a story every time I do a live update about something. I'll give a story out, you know, because we are way behind on getting out people's encounters. We are moving as fast as we can, folks. But here's the rub. If you look at this creature, It has like a history here in Central Texas. There are people who've reported these things going all the way back to the 1800s. Now, you don't get any of these bear-looking creatures hardly at all, like where I'm from, like where we're from, Anthony and Taylor. It's always wolf-like, you know, these wolf-like creatures or whatever. But in Elgin, which isn't that far from Taylor, what is it, like 15 miles maybe?
Yeah, just about.
So about 15 miles away to the south is Elgin, Texas. And Elgin is got a lot of woods to the east and to the south. There's a lot of woods. One of the things that I got a report from a guy who moved away, and I'm going to talk about this on one of the shows, and his creature that he saw was something like between a bear and a wolf. But it was weird because he was also seeing this other creature that looked just like a wolf. So I don't know if he was seeing something that was more like bear mixed with wolf or something. I don't know.
Two different creatures?
Yeah, like two different creatures. Kind of like Barton's story. He had two different creatures when they attacked his farm. One just looked straight up ape-like Bigfoot. And then the other one looked more man-like, just, you know, built like a werewolf in the body. Kind of weird looking thing, but then more the ears were on the sides, like and pointy, not like the Bigfoot, you know. And he said that there were two different creatures, man, two different, totally different creatures, and they were working together. I don't know that this, you know, I can't remember this story if it was like they were working together or not. I got to go back and reread it and try to get in touch with the people. But there's another guy that gave me a story, and his name is Tito. And Tito told me this story, and this was down in South Texas near the border, near Eagle Pass. And he said, dude, I was driving along in my truck one day, and he goes, this was back in 1997, so it was years ago. And he goes, and I was driving along, he goes, and I'm not going to lie, he goes, I was drinking. He goes, and I wasn't like drunk, you know, I wasn't pissed drunk or anything, he goes, but I was driving. And he goes, and there's this thing, it comes running out of one of the fields, you know, and he goes, I see it run, and it's like this, like what looks like a rabbit or something go across the road. And so I slowed down a little bit. I didn't want to kill the little dude. He goes, I see something else really large running behind it. And it looked like it was the size of maybe like a Great Dane. And he said, but it was very massively built, like very wide and puffed out and furry. And he goes, and it had recently rained. And so it was kind of like the fur, if something was wet, then you blow dried it.
Puffed out?
Yeah, puffed out, you know, and he said that I looked and I said, oh, it's a bear. He goes, but there was no way I was going to avoid it. I was going to hit it one way or the other. And he goes, and bam, I run right into it and I smacked it and it spun it around and knocked it off into the field. He's like, and then I slowed down and I thought, dude, what is that? And so as I take a look at it, he goes, and then he goes, part of me wanted to get out, you know, and I'd been drinking. He's like, I'm not going to lie. And he goes, and part of me wanted to get out and take a look-see. He's like, but then he goes, I thought better of it, you know? And I'm like, and he's an older guy now, you know? And he was telling me a story about a lechusa. And that story I'm going to tell eventually. But this one here was really weird. And he said that this thing, he goes, I look over, he goes, I'm not a scared guy at all. He goes, I've always been a little too brave and a little too, he goes, I'm not a real big dude. He's like, but I fought guys twice my size. He goes, I don't always win. He goes, but I'll do it, you know? And he goes, I pulled out a big old buck knife just in case. He goes, and I go walking over there towards it. And I wanted to get a look at this thing, man. He goes, I'd never seen anything like it. He goes, and I go over towards it and it's laying there huffing, puffing, breathing. He goes, and there's no blood. He goes, there's no blood at all. He goes, there's just this black stuff dripping out of its mouth. And one of its eyes had this black stuff, you know, coming off of it. And he's like, and I'm sitting there looking at it. And he goes, and so I put my foot on it and then it groaned. And then he goes, and then it twitched real quick, like it lifted its arms up coming like toward me. And he goes, and it had arms, not legs. And he goes, and I backed up and I was like, oh, he goes, and then I made that noise. He goes, and then I saw that one of the eyes was completely crushed and smushed in. The other one, he goes, opened and looked right at me. He goes, and I could see. He's like, and then he changed his words. He goes, no, I could feel hate coming from that thing. He's like, that thing wanted to kill me, dude. And he goes, and it wasn't just because I hit it in the truck. He's like, if I would have been out and about loose, you know, right, maybe on a bike or something. He's like, that thing would have just killed me and bit my head in two. And then I stopped him. I said, Tito, let me ask you a question. Why would it bite your head in two? And I thought he was going to tell me, oh, it's just a snow. He said, you know what? He's like, it was like an image projected into my mind of this thing biting me in the head. Like it was projecting it into his mind. And he goes, dude, it scared the S out of me, the SH out of me. And so he goes, dude, I got out of there. He goes, I just put my knife in my belt and I got out of there and I got up and I was like, I didn't want to do anything with it. He goes, and I had a gun in the glove compartment. He goes, but I was, you know, I had been drinking and he goes, I realized, oh shoot, I got my gun. And then he goes, I debated about going back and just shooting it, you know, getting rid of it, whatever. He goes, and then I thought about it and it was like, it didn't have any blood. It was just this black stuff, like oil. He goes, and then he goes, while I'm sitting there in my truck, I shine the flashlight over at it just to see. He goes, it was still laying there. He goes, and then I turned the flashlight off, and then I thought, yeah, maybe I should just go and maybe try to shoot it or something. This thing is evil. It looks bad, and it's going to hurt somebody, you know? So then he goes, and as soon as I'm sitting there thinking about it, I look back, and it's gone. And he goes, and I looked around. He goes, and I thought, you know, he goes, this kukui is going to get me. So he's like, he goes, dude, I'm brave, but he goes, but I'm still just a small little Mexican man. So he goes, I just took off in my truck as fast as I could because that thing was gone. Now I said, you said it was the size of like a Great Dane. And he's like, yeah, it was just like a large dog. It wasn't huge. He's like, it was just very barrel chested and wide, but like not real like long, not real tall, stocky. And it had rounded ears like a bear. It looked like a bear mixed with a man. And I just said, wow, that's incredible. And so, you know, that's his story. And so, you know, when you go back to the area up there in Northeast Texas, we were talking about in the beginning, the rancher out there, you know, having seen this thing a second time, when he was on the porch that night and he saw that thing kind of at a distance still, never did get a really close-up look at it, and they shot it again and nothing happened. And I asked him, I said, do you think it's something supernatural? He says, absolutely. He's like, it's something we can't comprehend. It's like, what does that? How do you shoot something up and it doesn't do anything? You know? Now, there was another guy who used to hunt just west of Waco, and I may or may not have told this story on the show, and he gave me a story, and he got me in touch with this guy named Valentine, and he said this guy had been hunting in that area for a long time, and he said that after he had his encounter with, when I told his story on the live stream, I'm pretty sure, but this other guy. And he said, he goes, I know this guy. He goes, he's a hunter. He's been out there for years. He goes, I actually met him at a freaking Cabela's. And we were talking about guns and hunting and whatever. And we just became friends. He goes, and then next thing you know, he goes, we exchanged numbers. And he goes, he called me up and says, hey, man, he goes, me and my brother are going to go out hunting, you know, because they had a deer lease, you know. And he says, if you want to come out there sometime, you know, whatever. So him and his brother went out there. So it was two sets of brothers, and they went out there and they hunted. Nothing happened on that trip, But he said that when they started talking, he said it came up in passing about weird stuff happening. He said, I had a really weird encounter. He said, and this guy, Val, told him, he says, man, he says, I have a really weird story. It didn't happen to me. He's like, but it happened to me and my brother's cousin. And he said, and his cousin, and we'll call him Steven. He said, my cousin Steven had something really, really, really bad happen to him. He had gone to sleep in his truck out on the deer lease because he was too tired to drive back to town, whatever. And he said he wakes up to his truck being lifted off the ground. He goes, and he's looking down at the ground at an angle. And then the truck is dropped. He's like, and he's like, I thought that this thing, whatever it was, had broken my axle. He goes, it dropped my truck. He's like, and I look back in my rearview mirror and I see a bear standing there. He's like, and I swear, he's like, I don't know what it was. Other than to call it a bear. It just looked like a big, large, brown, reddish-brown, bear-looking creature. He's like, but it had, like, the way it stood, its legs were spread out like a man, and its arms were at its side like a man. He's like, and there was no mistaking that this thing was bear-like. There was no werewolf. There was no, it was like, you know, like a bear, just a bear, or was it a man? No, it was like a man and a bear. And he was very adamant. He said, dude, he's like, if werebears exist, that has to be what it was. And he said that he starts his truck. He goes to start his truck, and this thing grabs the back of his truck and is hanging on. And he goes, and I started spinning the tires. And eventually, I pulled away and got away from it. It let go. He goes, but it was stopping my truck from moving forward. He goes, I had a Dodge Ram. He's like, and it was not no little, you know, punk truck out of Hemi. There's no way this thing should have been stopping unless it's some sort of supernaturally strong. And he says, and he goes, and then the thought crossed his head. He's like, this is a demon, you know, some kind of demon or something, you know. And so when he gave the description, he said the eyes were red. He said he could see like the eyes, you know, they looked like they were self-illuminated. It wasn't something that was coming off of the back light of the truck or anything like that. And he said that why it was doing what it did, he goes, he has no idea. He said, and the scary thing is he looks back and his back windows were halfway down, you know, and he said this thing could have easily broken the windows and tried to get to him. He's like, but I was screaming, yelling and screaming for, you know, whatever. He goes, and then I got down on the road off the main road, and he goes, and I called my wife and I said, honey, he's like, this thing was running behind his truck at this point. You know, he calls his wife. He's like, I was just like, I called my wife and I said, told her where I was, exactly where I was. I said, I want to tell you that if this thing gets me, I love you, you know, and just please call the police, you know. And she's like, and then later on, you know, and I asked the same question. I said, why didn't he call the police first? And he says he thought he was going to die. So he wanted to say goodbye to his wife, you know, and then told her, call the police, you know. And he goes, I'm driving, trying to get away from it. And he said that it pursued him about 3 miles. And it was keeping up with him. But it was like a little gravel road. And when he finally got up onto the main highway, or not highway, but county road, then it veered off and it just went back. He said, and then he saw it running parallel to him, going away in the opposite direction, but still kind of paralleling him at an angle. And it was like, you could see it kicking up dirt as it ran. You know, it was a very physical creature, obviously. And he saw it going across the field. And he said that it eventually just faded off into the darkness. And, you know, when he got home, he told his wife, and then, you know, there was a policeman that came to his house, you know, and to take a report. There was a county sheriff, and he told him, he says, man, I had this thing, you know, pursuing me. And he's like, did you shoot it? Did you do anything? He said, I didn't do anything to provoke this thing at all. Nothing. It just came out of nowhere. So the police, of course, are going to write it up as it's a bear, you know, because he uses the word bear. Now, that is the big problem. That's the pitfall. If you say you see an upright canid wolf or whatever, people are going to be like, oh, that's weird. That's like a werewolf, you know, or a dog man, whatever. But when you use the word bear, they automatically just say, oh, it's a bear.
Yeah, especially because it's gonna be kind of hard to describe it, because even if you say it's an upright bear or it's a bear on two legs, they're going to be like, well, yeah, bears go up on two legs. That obviously that was a bear. You're traumatized. You're scared. You're not in your right mind right now. So what you saw was a bear.
Yeah.
And I mean, it also doesn't help that werewolves do have
you know, some significance in major media, where bear men isn't really something that's more familiar known. So when you say, like,
with Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Like, upright bear, that just sounds like a normal bear to anyone.
A bear that just got up on its hind legs and is doing what it does.
Or like an upright wolf, that's, you know, very
unnatural.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on these reports? I mean, what are we to make of?
I'm curious if, you know, I think we all have an understanding that we're in an age of, you know, strife right now. And I'm wondering if these cryptids, you know, that are appearing, you know, are they new? Are they something that is now appearing, or is it something that is now appearing again? You know,
what do you mean?
Well, I'm wondering if, like, there's a certain veil between the worlds, and it's well, lessening enough to where, like, things like minotaurs or bear men or these cryptids that you might hear in the past that you don't really Oni, for instance, like, you don't really hear a lot about. Nowadays, I think the mainstream is Bigfoot, you know, ghosts, werewolves, whereas some of these other ones, I'm wondering if now that the veil has been a lot weaker, if they're now starting to pop up. And it's like, it wasn't that they, okay, think of it like this. The dinosaurs, the reason why they got that big is because of the grass or the flora.
Oxygen
level in the flora made them get that big. What if it was something over here to where, like, it just didn't support their being, so that they just didn't stay over here? And for some of these other creatures like werewolves or Bigfoot, it didn't really affect them as much, so they stayed here. And then now that whatever has changed in the world is changing, some of these other things are starting to come back over, or maybe some of these other demons or spirits or whatever are coming over in stronger bodies or whatever, or stronger forms, or they're making themselves look like these other cryptids that we haven't heard from in a really, really long time.
So you think we might be going through like some kind of spiritual like cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the same way that the earth goes through like climate cycles, except this is like on the spiritual plane, we're going through a sort of cycle. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I'm curious, is that the case, or is it that now we're just having new forms of cryptids come out, and that it's just some sort of messed up miasma of madness that's creating these things that, you know, people are seeing now?
I think it's more plausible that we're more and more seeing what's already been there, what's already been a part of our world, because you'll see these things depicted in ancient times and medieval times, like all throughout history, but more like in the 19th, 20th century, not really so much. But now we're seeing like a kind of a resurgence of sightings and encounters of the strangest things that were depicted thousands of years ago. So, I mean, we probably are going through some kind of cyclical spiritual time, especially since 2012, whatever that was. I don't think it was nothing. I think it was something. It wasn't the end of the world, but it was the end of something and the beginning of something else.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, actually, specifically. I mean, I was wondering if, like, that caused the veil to weaken enough to where now these new demons or new creatures that are new to us, but, like, as a human race, we're very familiar with them already, if they're popping up now.
Could be like when Barton only was on the live stream the other Friday. He was talking about, you know, what are these things? Like, what are they? The beasts of the earth that are released in Revelations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was talking about people being herded into cities and people are terrified to go into the woods, you know, whatever. This is like maybe becoming that way, you know, like into the future. And he was talking about, like, you know, the beasts of the earth, you know. And I also mentioned that kind of at the end of the book. I talk a little bit about it at the end of the book, the werewolves and the dogman phenomenon. I talk about it in my book. I don't know. And I'm not trying to plug the book. I mean, I can plug it anytime I want. But, you know, go check it out. It's Werewolves and the Dogman Phenomena, and then the Bigfoot Phenomena. I don't really plug them that much. I mean, they sell pretty well.
Yeah.
We don't really need to advertise. And I have a third book coming out, you know, and then a fourth even. I have the fourth one planned, and I already know there's going to be several books before it's over with. But when you stop and you look at these reports and you think, it's bad enough you already have Dogman / Werewolf, you know. What we did, folks, it's not like these are new, these Bear Man things or something that's just come out of nowhere.
We've definitely had these reports before.
Yeah, we kept getting reports that were like, hey, I saw this Dogman or this werewolf or whatever. And then when they started talking about it, it was like, what? That's not really a Dogman. That's a Bear Man. You know, it's like it's – and then some of them that looked like a cross between – a bear and a wolf and a man, you know? And then we even got some reports of what people call the bearilla, like a bear gorilla looking thing. And I'll give you a story about that. And then I'm going to save the rest of them for an episode about bearillas, because this thing looked like a Sasquatch mixed with a bear. Like the people that told me this story even described it as being like a Bigfoot, you know, bear hybrid type creature. And maybe Gug we like, but I don't know. I mean, I think Gug we may be even something different than this, you know. This thing had like a little snubby tail like a bear, and it had the rounded ears like a bear, but was built kind of like a gorilla and had really long arms and moved like a gorilla. And I'll tell you the story. It's not real long. And this one happened up in Illinois, and these people, they were fishing on this little creek, you know, that they like to go to near Peoria. And this thing comes out of the woods, and it's carrying what looks like part of a deer carcass, like just part of it. They can't tell for sure. And it's got its, and it's, it stops, looks at them, slings it over its shoulder, and then squats down and never breaks eye contact with them and proceeds to put water in its hands and drink from the stream. Luckily, it was downstream from them, but it kept staring at them. And then eventually it stood up and it walked back into the woods and it was gone. Now, it wasn't a real long report, but the striking thing about it was solid black and it had hair all over its body. But the hair on the head, the way it came down, was kind of like a human mixed with the lion mane, but the ears were rounded. And the snout and everything was short, muzzled, and bear-like. But the body, like I said, was very gorilla-looking. And they were just, like, blown away by this thing. And it was yellow-eyed from the reflection of the sun. It was broad daylight. Reflection of the sun. And it just walked back into the woods. And this happened in 1992. And the two people that were fishing, the two friends who were fishing, they were just in shock. And when they went back and told their wives were like, yeah, right, whatever. He's like, and the guy told me this. He's like, dude, for years and years, he now lives in Milwaukee, but he said, dude, I'll never forget it as long as I live, dude. He goes, it was just the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And, you know, it was just an email I got and I read. And of course, I asked him, I said, are you familiar with the show? He says, somewhat. You know, of course, he was given the show's information from someone else. A shout out to Scott. For giving them the information. But, you know, I don't know these people. I mean, you know, I don't know who they are. I didn't put any ideas in their head, you know. This person hadn't even listened to the show. You know, he was just given the information by his friend's son and said, hey, you know, you should tell that encounter to this guy. Now, his friend has since passed away, but his friend's son said, you know, hey, and I'm glad that he did. But when you stop and you look at it, he said the insides of the arms, and you know, like the inside of the arms, it was like a man's, like you could see like there was like hair, not like fur, you know. And then he asked me if I had, you know, which people always do, they said, have you ever heard of anything like that? Yeah, I have somewhat, but what we're dealing with, it's anybody's guess. I mean, one theory sounds just as plausible as the next, because I don't know. I just, you know, I hope and pray that I never am just anywhere and one of these things walks out and then people are like, oh, I'd love to see something. Like, no, I don't want to. I've already seen something that didn't look like that, but it looked bad enough that I don't want to see one again. I'm good. I don't ever need to see one. If I live the rest of my life and never see one of these creatures, I am perfectly okay. I saw it once for sure. And I'm good, you know, but some people, they want to go out there and they want to tromp around the woods. And let me ask you a question, folks, Mr. Boots on the Ground people, what are you going to do when you find it? I mean, and some of these people are my good friends. I mean, they are my good friends and I've asked every single one of them, you know, Nick Valenti, he's a good friend of mine. Ken Garrett.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
All right, Lyle Blackburn. You know, Bart Nunley, I've asked him, what are you going to do? And Barton's got a plan. Like his ideas, he's the only one that says, I'm going to kill it. You know, Jerry Williams, I'm going to kill it. Those two, yeah. Everybody else is just kind of like, well, yeah, I don't know. You know, just, you better have some kind of idea. You know, I know Nick wants to study it and whatever, but maybe he's going to shoot it. I don't know what he's going to do. But the bottom line is, you know, I love those guys to death. I don't want any problems, you know, for them. I don't want them to have problems. I wish they'd stop tromping around. Look, we know it exists, and Barton's even said he's not looking to prove anything to anyone, including himself. Some of these people, I think, are trying to prove it to themselves, but it's a very risky gamble because these things do exist. And Lyle, I know he was out in Falk one time, and you know, y'all remember he was telling us that he saw something reddish brown. It looked, you know, like it was, I was with my wife one time and I thought I saw, she saw a Bigfoot for sure dead on, but I saw part of it, which maybe, you know, but I don't really count that. And then one time I saw something stand up near the Turner farm out in Taylor. And I thought it was a dog man. I could have swore it was a dog man, but I don't know. I didn't get a great look at it. It was so dark out there. Talked about all this stuff on the live stream, folks. If you don't listen to the live stream, you're really missing out because we talk about all this on the live stream. You know, I just know that these things exist. I know that they're out there. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't need to be shown, proven. I don't need to go on expedition and prove anything. You know, because I don't think you can. I think these things are something beyond our comprehension. And that's actually a quote from Ken Gerhardt. It was just, they're beyond our comprehension. We've had so many people tell us stories of these creatures. You know, so many people have come on and retold their stories, or I've retold their stories, or we've retold their stories, and we fielded so many reports that there, to me, there can be no doubt. And now, folks, if you want to hear more stories like this, instead of just these hour-long podcast episodes, go to the live streams. Because on Sunday, we do 3 hours. On Friday, we do 3 hours, and we have a guest on. And, yeah, and check me out on Blondes and Booze on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Also, check us out on Wednesday for this month, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday, hour-long episodes. Wednesday, we always have a guest that we talk to on the podcast. This is a Tuesday edition, you know. Anything else to add before we bounce?
Let us know what you guys think. I mean, if you have any thoughts, make sure to like and comment, have those discussions in the comments, and we'd appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
And make sure you hit that like button or the werebear is going to come and take all your medication and eat all your food.
He busts through the wall. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Where's your blood pressure pills?
You better get the heck out of my house. And you know what?
Give me all your Xanax.
While you're at it, you need to fix that damn drywall. I'm not over here, like, you know, going to pay for all that, dude. No, but anyways, you know, folks, be safe. I would strongly suggest not tromping around looking for these things. You never know when you're going to find them. And it's like Tito, you know, he was just driving.
Yeah.
And he was out driving. He was coming back from a farm. He was going from the farm to the, that he worked at to the house. And You know, I mean, I don't suggest doing what he was doing. He was having a nip, which isn't a good idea, but, you know, he looks and he sees that thing there. And I mean, I don't know. He hits it and, you know, all these people who had these encounters, I mean, you look at these creatures and they're like a nightmare. So I personally, for me, I don't ever want to run into a bear man. Really don't even want to run into a bear, especially if you're out in the woods, you know, like anywhere.
Yeah.
Bad enough, but if it's like I got human level intelligence, you know what they seem to have.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying. I mean, I wonder what other animal hybrid, human hybrid cryptids there are that are waiting to cross over into our world.
Before we bounce, though, I mean, I don't have to get into a long discussion here, but could they be generated from a lab?
Yeah, I think so.
Always.
Too. I think that's, you know, yet to 100%. Have that in the back of your mind, because anyone who trusts the government is a fool in my eyes. But, you know, besides that, it just doesn't make sense to have these things running around and have the government show no interest in it. And, you know, it's already...
Well, I wouldn't say that. They tend to show up at times, you know, somebody does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense for these things to be running around and the government to have no interest.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like they would make like use of it.
They're
somehow
not
going
to just run around and they don't have an interest. Y'all. They do have an interest. Yeah. Yeah. And they could be from, there's another theory, inner Earth. You know, I mean, the thing that gets me though is that like the stories of like the Bear King, you know, that thing has been around since the 1870s. So I don't know.
You know, and you hear these stories of like these, you know, like Gustav, the man eating croc. I wonder if like there are any
foot-long croc.
Special animals out there that were just actually cryptids that, you know, they saw something that looked enough like a bear that they were like, oh, that's Raphael, the bear eating, he's, you know, the man eating bear. He's killed so many humans. But it's like, yeah, it's because he's a bear man.
We sure got a few more bear man stories we never got to get to. But folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Roundtable. Good night.